When the Kutta Teda Sav Peshud Zayin is Gimel. The last thing we're learning that the difference between Kriyas Yamsuf and Vehinif Yadal Anor by Yom Ruchi in the era of Mashiach is the Yam is the level of Malchus, and that's the splitting for the world of Bria. That's where it's split into 12 pieces. But the Nahar is that's a higher level. That's the level of Nahar Yotzei Eden Lashkis the Sagan. It's a much higher level, and therefore the river constantly flows like the level of Machshava versus Yamsuf, which is the level of Dibur. And he said that's the level of Re'iyah. Then he explained what Arizal saw in a half an hour sleep or an hour sleep, but it takes 80 years. How is that possible? So he said because he didn't hear it, he saw it. And that level of seeing is the essence of it, and that's the level that's going to happen when Mashiach comes. So he says in Gimel, now we can also understand what it says in the Pasuk, that he called the Shiva Necholim. The Mashiach, when he splits the Euphrates, is going to split into seven. Not 12, seven. What's the in a seven Gimel of is the Daladi Mois? The patriarchs and matriarchs. Hine Yud Bishvatim, Bekriyas Yamsuf is split into 12. That's the level of Bria, and it's called Merkav, the lower level of Merkava. Aval Ovis, Hine Merkava, and Merkav, the Lord Atzilis, which is Chesed Gvur Teferes of Atzilis. Okay, so therefore, we're not talking about a split in Bria, we're talking about a split in Atzilis. So it's a much greater revelation than the revelation of Kriyas Yamsuf. And he says, even though the Shvatim come from the world of Bria, Yeshlam Sheir, Shumak Batsila, Shalomailam Bria. So then the Shvatim, where do they come from? Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. So therefore, they're really sourced in Atsilas. They themselves are Bria, but the source is Atsilas. Al the Shom, Urak Shoshim, Makay, Levadam, there is only the source. Avalhein Atzman Bria, they're actually in the world of Bria. Commandment is Shamash and Satibi Tahirihi, and then we say Atta Birasi Yeshmayayin. Ve'ena Recha Bria Lagabi Atzilas. And there's no connection whatsoever between Bria and Atzilas. Therefore, there's really no connection between the Shvatim and the others. Lachain Kadeshi is Chabahin Atzman. In order for the Shvatim to be connected to the others in Atzilas.
Everybody's source is Atzilas.
I understand, but by them it's more revealed. Therefore, that's dark idea Kriyas Yamsuf. Therefore, the Yam spoke is split Liyubis Gzorim. Meaning like this: the neshamas of the Shvatim are in Bria. They originate in Atzilas, but they're far away from Atzilas because Bria is far away from Atzilas. Yeshmiyayin. How do the Shvatim connect to their source by Kriyas Yamsuf? When Malchus of Atzilus split and Atzilus was revealed in Tabria, so then the Shvatim were connected to their source in Atzilus. So it is in the union of Ovis, Shein Atzman, Bezayin Dachtenu, Atzilus. The Ovis also come, where do Ovis come from? Chesed, Gvur, Teferes. That's the seven midas of Atzilus, not the Seichel of Atzilus. It came from Evan and Noah on the other side of Noah, even higher than Nahor, page 34 on top. Because Zah is rooted in at the level of Atik. That's where the source comes from. But they're really in the seven meters of Atzilus, which are the lower levels of Atzilus. Therefore, what had to split by them? For them, Atzilus, to connect to Atik, to their source, then they had to split the Nor into seven. Putting his hand over the Nahor, and it splits, as I yisal or of his voimoist. then the others and Emors will be elevated to have a Gilus Shalemayla Matzilus in the level of Eved Hanor, in the level of Zayin Tachtenim of Atikim. In other words, like this, Kriyas Yamsuf accomplished, Atzilus was revealed into Biyah, into the Shvatim. What does Lost in Love happen? Higher than Atzilus is going to be revealed in Atzilus. No, Yam is Malchus, Nor is Chochmah. Lachen vi kol zayin cholim. Shegam kol yisol yikablu zigilu yizeh ade ovis v'imoyis. But it's not only gibi to the ovis v'imoyis. Lo'osu lovay, what's going to happen? Higher than Atzilus is going to be revealed to the ovis in Atzilus, and everybody is going to get that gilui.
That's so far out.
No, it didn't happen yet, by the way. V'nai.
You know, Machshava over Midot. Like we talked yesterday. The Nahar was Machshava.
Nahar is Machshava. That's why it always works. The Nahar always slows. Okay. V'nai deizayuch oliyes achakachas galus p'nim yisateira. Time me a mitzvah, then you can reveal the reasons for the mitzvahs, which is galus mechon stima, which is a revelation of the hidden mayach. Chochmah of Atzilus is Chochmah Yiloh, is a level of open Chochmah. Chochmah of Kesed, that's called Chochmah Stimah, which is that level. Mash'en ken Teirah Niglis, but Teirah, revealed Teirah, not the secrets of Teirah. Revealed Teirah is Michabad de Zah. It comes to the level of Chabad of Zah. So this is a much greater level. No, even in Zohar, you have each one is composed of 10. So it's their level a little bit higher than Zohar. The Rebbe explained, by the way, this whole union of Lag BaOmer, which is Matan Teira Pnimis HaTeira, because what happened by Matan Teira, the Gzeda of higher and lower, right, spiritual and physical, was there, and then Matan Teira broke it. What did Lag BaOmer do? The Rebbe explains, there was a Gzeda between hidden and revealed, between hidden and revealed. So Lag BaOmer took off that covering, that curtain that normally separates hidden Torah from the revealed Torah, and therefore Lag BaOmer Rashbi revealed Seder Sateira that he never revealed before in his life.
And that's Zohar.
That's, no, the secrets of Torah says Chochmah Stima, but it was only a limited amount. And Lost in Love, everybody's going to have that level. Lachen Kedei Liyiz Gili Zeh. In order to have this gilui of Mashiach, it's harchlius aide sheyavru b'yaboshes hanor. They have to go through the nor and yabosha v'aziz gala. Mashal amayla me'atzilis mechen stima, which is the level of mechen stima, is going to be revealed not only into Atzilis, but v'matzilis is going to come into Biyah. Get this thing ended. Okay, skip like six lines. When is going to be this revelation of this fixed level? In other words, like Dalton Rebbe says in Tanya, all the revelations of Lost in Love is all dependent on what we do in the time of Golos. That means this revelation of higher than Keser into Atzilus, into us, is dependent. What makes it happen? Our Avaid in the time of Golos. And it makes a lot of sense, by the way, because in Golos there's darkness. Right? There's dark, spiritually. And yet you do mitzvahs. So you take the darkness and you take the hidden and make it revealed. Golos is a lukus which is hidden. When you do mitzvahs, you reveal a lukus. That's exactly what's going to happen also, Levi. The hidden levels of a lukus are going to become revealed. Sha'oz kol b'yah, yizkal b'teich atzilus, then through our Veda, everything of b'ri yitzir nasiya is going to become elevated to atzilus. V'zehu nohar yitzir me'eden. Therefore, it says like this, the river comes out of Eden, lahashkis says hagan, simply means to water the garden. So the Medrash says, what is gan? The 53, gan is 53, the 53 Parshia Sedrits of Torah. Sedarim Deraisa. Umishami Pared, meaning, what does Mishami Pared? Is going to come into the world of Pirud. Shezal Tik and Leilam HaPirud. Hainu, what is Per Yipared? It's remarkable what the Rebbe is saying now. Yipared means the Noah comes out of Eden and from there it spreads out. Yipared. So forget the Yud for a second. Pared is Pshat, Remez, and Drush, which are the three lower levels of Teda. Shevehem Biya. Shebatzilis Nimshachem Melchinis Nor. Because Pshat, the four levels of Teda, like we learned in Kuntz Yon Shoteres Chassidus, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Sod. The Rebbe explains in Kabbalah, it says Pshat is Asiya, Remez is Yitzira, Drush is Bria, and Sod is Atzilis. Then you have Yechida. But he says that's the level of Teda. Shenamar Baluchvei, Dibarasiv Yitzartiv Afasisis. Ach, Ayin Tikkun Elam Atzilis. But how do you fix Atzilis? How do you fix Bria Yitzir and Asiya? By revealing Atzilis into Bria. How do you fix Atzilis? Hainu Sheyer Goy Gili, Erin Zal Baruchu. But Pnimius Atik, that's through Pnimius Atera, which is called Seid Hashem L'Reyav. That's the level of Sod. Okay? So he says like this, the Noah Yaitzim Eden Lahashki Sisagan. The Noah comes out of Eden. Noah represents the level of Machshava, the level all Seichel, all the way up there. Now, Misham Yipared, yeah, from the level of Gan, which is the level of Torah, it becomes into Pshat, Remez, Drush, and then Yud is Sod. And Valtik, and Zed Nehmer, Veheinif, Yodi, Alanot, that he's going to wave his hand over the river, Shebechin, Yor Yates, Misham, Umisham Yipared, that's the marker of Biyav, Tikunim. Like he said, Yipared, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Bria, Yitzir, Nasiya, that's elevated through Teda, through Gan, which elevates that. Avol Tikkun Atzilus. But the fixing of Atzilus is Ayde B'chinah Shelamayim Menorah. Now, comes to the level of splitting the Nohar, which is the level of Kesed, Mechon Stimo, being revealed into Atzilus. That's the way Atzilus becomes elevated. And therefore it says, we call the Shivan Necholim. He divided it into, by Yikris Yamsuf, it says, Geiz Yamsuf L'Gzorim. It also means past. But here it says, V'nachal D'necho Sashkim, which is the level of Eden itself. Hanukianor is Machshava. And Machshava, Dibra Maisa, is the level of Bria Yitzir Nasiya. Like it says, V'yesh Eid, B'chinis M'eid, Omko Machshvi Secha. But then there's another level we say, Me'eid, we see in davening, right? Me'eid Omko Machshvi Secha. Your machshava is very, very deep, but it's the level of ma'id. What's ma'id? Like it says about Mashiach, even higher than other Malishan, even higher than the level of Atzilus. Hayda machshava dibra ma'id shalamayla me'aseichol, ba'yib de'derach zeh yuvin, in gil b'chinu shalamayla me'anor. That's the gil above the nord, to be revealed into the nord. Okay, so the Rebbe explains like this. Now he's only talking about Lost with Love with the noise. He's not talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. Bottom line is Kriyas Yamsuf revealed Atzilus into Bia. Therefore, the Shvatim were able to have their Gilui. Therefore, there were 12 paths. Each Shevet had their path of Yabasha Gilui of Malchus of Atzilus revealing into Bia. So the Shvatim had the revelation of Atzilus into Bria, Yitzir and Asiya. What happens, Lost with Love? So L'Asa Lave is 7 Necholim, because that's the Avos Nimor, to the level of Atzilus. Now, how do you elevate Atzilus to a higher level? So then you need the level of splitting the Nohar, which is revealing higher level than Atzilus, Kesed, Mechon Stimor, into the Seichel of Atzilus. And he said, how does that happen? So he says that's the Venor Yaitzim Eden, Lahashkis Sesagan, Gan is the 53 Parshas of the Torah, Omisham Yipared, From Atzilus, it comes into Pered. Pshat, Remez, Drush, which is Briya, Yitzir, Nasiya. But La'asid Lava is going to be revealed higher than Atzilus in Atzilus. But he said everybody was going to gain from that. And then it says, Pirush, by Yom Ruchai, with the might of his spirit, Yesh Tavod, Yishal Pimai Merazal, and the Pasuk, Mabruach, Alekim Rachafas, Opening Amoyim, the Chazal tells like this, at the beginning of creation, it says, Veruach, Alekim Rachafas, Opening Amoyim, the spirit of Hashem hovered over the water, and the Medrash says, Zeruch Shom Mashiach. So the Malturim says, the Gematria of Ruach, Alekim Rachafas, Opening Amoyim, is a Gematria of Zeruch Shom Mashiach. But the Medrash says that anyway. They're nice guys.
No, so the lines was created. So if somebody from Asher would go to the other lane, they wouldn't. How did it work? They knew what lane they have to go to.
Yeah. Then there's.
Exactly. They knew that there was no.
Correct.
Well, how did the Arab route? Which lane? Did
they weren't in those 12 lanes.
So where would they go?
Behind.
In Poland.
Behind. It says in the base of Migdash there were 12 gates. Each shevet went through a gate. Then there was the 13th gate called Shat HaKelu, the inclusive gate. That was either like converts, people that didn't know what shevet they belonged to, right? They went through Shat HaKelu. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe Siddur, when the Alter Rebbe made the Nusach, he made it what's called Shat HaKelu, a Nusach for everybody. Like this different Nuschois for different Neshamas. This Nusach that the Rebbe made was Shat HaKelu, that he made it for everybody, the inclusive gate that everybody should be able to join. Now, everybody went in their line. Why should they go in a different line? But because, you know, like in a supermarket, the line there is shorter. I'll cut the line or typical Jewish stuff. They had their Avodah, and that's what they did. Yeah, they all knew. Except this guy, Shlemitz Bas Divri, Matzi Don, the father was a Mitzri. That's the guy that lived with that woman in Mitzrayim that Moshe Rabbeinu killed. So he came, you know, he said, what shevet do I belong to? So he came to Don, because his mother was from Don. They said, no, it says by the father. And your father was a guy, go fight, yeah, go blow. So he went to Moshe Rabbeinu's Dentata. He took Moshe Rabbeinu to the Dentata. So, and he lost. So that's why he cursed Hashem, and that's where the whole issue came up with the din of Mekalel, Megadev. Okay, so it says by Mashiach, like it says, "V'noch all of Ruach Havaya, the spirit of Hashem will be on Mashiach." V'nei Meishe Nema Minamayi Mishisiu by Meishe Rabbeinu. It says, which is interesting. The Ovis, a chesed gvor teferes. That's what he said of Atzilus. Meshe Rabbeinu was a much higher level. He came in Amayim Ishisiyu. What is Mayim? The hidden worlds. Meshe Rabbeinu came from the Mayim, because his neshama came from Kesed. V'machinas Mayim al Yenim. Shemisham, I'm Shachasatayan Nigslan and Kamayim. She yardim Makum Gavail and Amma, they go from a high place to a low place. Ach Primius Atayro, but the Primius Atayro, that's Ruach Alekim Rachafas Alpi Amoyim. Lemailam Machinus Mayim. It's interesting. Meshe Rabbeinu came from the Mayim, Tayro is likened to water. But what does it say by Ruach Alekim, the Ruach Shomashiach, Mirachafas Al Pnei Hamayim? It was on top of the water. Higher than the level of water. That's the Primus HaTeira. Which is even higher. You know what? Avram, even though it says he was Chesed, not you. It says Chesed of Atzilus. But Kabbalah and Chesedus explains, Avram, Av is Chochma, Ram is exalted level, that Avram also came from Meiches Nima. Ah, he's Chesed of Atzilus? Oh, it sounds like this, whatever. Well, then, I mean, that's what it says, Vehein, if y'all deal in Nord, which is the level of Mayim by Yom Ruchi, meaning, Mashallah Mayim, Mechiz Samayim, What's Mashiach going to do? Ve'enif yadei al hanar. Right? Over the water. Again, higher than the level of water. Shubachinas mayim be'amruch ma'shalam mayim be'chinas mayim. Eval yidei zehiko. Ve'zanim shalcha yidei tshuva. That's our avayda nowadays, by the way. How do you get this level of Elukus to be revealed? Al Hanor, Al Amayim, all these great super levels. That's Ruach Toshiv Elukim. Ruach Aysi Ruach, Ruach Droz Ruach, Vam Shech Ruach, Liyas Vehenev Bayam Ruchi. Okay? So the Pearl is pretty big stuff happening over here. So the Gilui of Mashiach splitting the Euphrates was even greater than Kriyas Yamsuf. Therefore, it says in the Medrash that Rebbe brings us down in the Sicha that when all the water split by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Euphrates didn't split. Everything split, every kol mayim shebe'olam, except the Nahar Pras. Why? That had to be the Gili for Mashiach to do. So Nahar Pras is not a Gadol, as the Pasuk calls it, the big river, the Euphrates, not only is in level, in Kedusha. The Euphrates, the Nahar Yetzim Eid, Nahashki Sitz Agan. That's the level of Nahar. Higher than Gan, it comes from Eden, and that level is revealed when Mashiach comes. By the way, this is what Mashiach is all about, by the way. Mashiach is not about, like somebody once said, the Mashiach those people want is not the Mashiach I want. You know, what the Inyan of Mashiach is a revelation of Elokus that never happened before. It's not because we're going to have good food and good, you know, not working too hard and not.
And being able to eat chazer. People ask that question.
Unbelievable. It doesn't even taste good, but imagine. A few Baal Tshuvas told me years ago that the only thing they miss from becoming frum is the shellfish. Not the chazer that they didn't miss. They missed that stuff. Anyway, it's not in the game. So the coming of Mashiach is this level greater than Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was Yam became Yabash. All the hidden levels of the world became revealed. But that's only Atzilus revealing itself in Bria. Because normally Atzilus from Bria is concealed. There's a parsa. So what happened? Kriyas Yamsuf, Atzilus became revealed into Bria. But what happens when Mashiach comes? Higher than Atzilus is going to be revealed in Atzilus, and it's going to come down to us. So we're going to have that. But that's why he says, what do we learn before? What's the Inyan of Mashiach? Not the level of Shemir, the level of Re'iyah, right? That's why it says, Arenu Niflois, you're going to see. V'rol ko basa yachtov, everybody's going to see Elokus. It's not going to be understanding Elokus, it's going to be seeing Elokus. Which means, like that Izal, in the half an hour sleep, because he saw Elokus, it was enough to talk for 80 years. That's an infinitely greater level of Elokus. And that is, by the way, Terosei Shel Mashiach. That's the Torah of Mashiach. The revelation of secrets of Torah.
Every river has a source. So
every what?
River.
River?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Prat is Gan Eden.
Mm-hmm.
So the source of Machshava is Gan Eden?
Not Gan Eden. The Nord came from Eden to water the Gan.
Right.
There's three levels over there. There's Eden, there's Nahar, and there's Gan. Correct? Look at the Pasuk. Nahar Yetze Me'eden Lahashkes Es HaGan. A river went out of Eden to water the garden. Right? Now, Eden is a level of Ayin Lirasa Elokim Zulasacha. This is too great a level of Elokus to be revealed anywhere. Anywhere. Yeah? But what happened? The Nahar, this level of Nahar, which is higher than Yam, came out of Eden to water the Gan Sidonim of Teda, but that's all the revealed Teda. This is going to be a revelation higher Al Hanar. Higher than the Nod is going to be revealed down. It's the level of Eden.
Gan is 53.
53 parshas.
53 parshas. Torah, the letters, the middle letters are 26 letters, and Kaf and Resh are together 27, all together 53.
Hmm.
Torah.
T-O-R-A-H, yeah. So
the two middle letters are the 6th and the 20th. Vav and Resh.
No.
That's 26, the middle.
Misbarkot, yeah.
And Taf and Hey are?
9.
No, the number of letters, the letters. Is 20, 22 and 5.
Also 27.
Yeah. Tough and Hey. Tough is 4.
It's the position.
The position of the letters.
Yeah.
The fifth position of the alphabet.
Position is Hey. 22nd position is Tough.
Right.
5 and 22 is 27.
Okay. You saw this somewhere, you just made it up.
No, I said it.
Okay. The problem with that is because Tav is related to the 27th letter. Because the letters Mansepach, the end letters, okay. So when it speaks about Mashiach and Yeshayah, it says Lamar Bahamishra, and over there, Mem, at the beginning of the word, was a Mem Sofit. Okay. So it says, what is the difference between the Mem Sofit and the regular Mem? The Mem Sofit is completely closed. Bechal, the letters Mansepach, the Mem, the Shlosh Nun, you know, they're much greater than the regular letters. They're hidden letters, so to speak. Of them, it's the Mem. The Rebbe says this in my modern and hardest, that the Mem, the Marba Misra, represents Mashiach, which is the Mem Stuma, the open Mem, Mashiach Mem, regular Mem, is the open Mem. Now, the Rebbe explains this is also connected to Shas, to Torah, because what's the first letter of the entire Mishnayis? Mei Masei Kenes Hashma. What's the last letter of the end of Mishnayis? Hashem Yivarech Esamei Basholim, which is Mem Stuma, the hidden Mem. So Torah begins with the revealed Mem, and with the hidden Mem, and the word Mem itself, what's the milui of Mem? Mem Mem.
Yes.
Not only 80. Open Mem, closed Mem, it's the holy Torah 40 days. There's all this
connected to Purim.
And also the a lot of the other side people they say Mashiach coming from them.
From them?
Yeah.
What do you mean from them?
From the,
you mean the Sephardim say, the Yemenites say he's coming?
No, not the Sephardim. It's
Jewish.
They're using a lot of...
Oh, that guy. It's interesting. Dorachaim, I forgot which parasha it is, Kisete, I think. Dorachaim HaKadosh writes, he speaks about Mashiach, and he writes, Ushmei Chaim. His name is Chaim, which was Dorachaim's name. It's very interesting, this whole... Okay.
Hazal Baruch.